this workflow is working the business. This is building the business. This is how you build the business. This is the technical actions on how to build the business. This is the flow of the activities. This is the right side of the training balance sale. This is the action. This is the doingness. This is the activities. I'm going to tell you not just what to do here, but also how to do it and give you some technique on specifically how to do it correctly. We'll also talk specifically later on when you should be doing these things, how often you should be doing these things. So everything is going to be covered this weekend. Everything is going to be, there's no detail that is going to be left unclear. Everything is going to be clear. And this is why we're recording this. Even with all the note-taking, you are not going to remember everything that I say. You're going to miss lots and lots of stuff. As a matter of fact, within 48 hours after you leave, 66% of what you heard is forgotten. That's the fact. This is why on audios we say listen over and over and over and over again to the audio. That's the only way to get all that information. And this is why we're recording this, even with all the note-taking. And this is why you should consider getting the audio version of this so you can listen to this over and over again, because it has material. You'll hear this and you'll think, where was I when he said that? There's stuff that you're just missing because there's so much material that we're compacting in a very short period of time. And we understand that. This is the activity. This is the workflow. This is the doing this. This is the actions. Now, there's one thing that has to happen before you start these activities. We already talked about, ideally, your attitude, your beliefs. The six beliefs have to be very high. If your six beliefs are high, if you do the instructions and do the exercises regarding improving your belief in the six beliefs, you know, the industry, the leadership, the product, the compensation plan, the training, the tools, and that you can do it. If you do the exercises, taking the white sheet of paper, writing it on the top, writing the things down, having those pillars, if you tap on those pillars of belief, those beliefs, if you go to a doctor, mortar, best practitioner, and get cleared on those beliefs, your level of belief will go up. If you listen to audios on a regular basis, read books on a regular basis, and go to functions on a regular basis, those beliefs will go up. If those beliefs are high, when you do the activities, you will get better results. If those beliefs are high, the likelihood that you'll do the activities go up. So you're more likely to do it, and your results will be better. It'll be virtually like magic, where people are attracted to you, you'll get prospects falling into your lap. When you share this with people, they're more likely to join, and those who join are more likely to engage if your beliefs are high and you constantly work on improving those beliefs. You just don't get that level high and stays there. Everything in your world is knocking those beliefs down, so you have to constantly be working on those beliefs. So the beliefs are a pillar. This is allowing you to have the inner steadfastness that you are doing this, and people pick up that energy. It's kind of like a horse. I remember I was doing some training in Macon, Georgia years ago. It was 20 years ago. And I'm with a bunch of guys, and they said, hey, KT, why don't you stay around a few days? We're going to do some horseback riding. I said, well, I'd love to hang out with you guys. I said, but I've never ridden a horse before. Oh, that's easy. You'll have a great time. Of course you've ridden a horse. You're just kidding us. You're just funning us. I says, no, I've never been on a horse before. Oh, no, don't worry. It's easy. So the next day, there's 12 of us. We're all saddling up, you know, and I'm watching how everybody is getting on their horse because I've never been on a horse before.